Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, I'm in here with 30 Deep Grimy and NWMC Murder.
Yeah.
You guys are both examples of how rap names are getting kind of complicated these days. Your name is particularly intimidating because it's like 30 Deep. Like, you're just literally telling people how you're pulling up in the name.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to watch out. So you guys are coming out of St. Louis.
Yeah, most definitely.
What?
Yes, sir.
Who's the biggest rappers out of St. Louis besides Nelly is the obvious one to me. Who else has really made a dent out of St. Louis?
You got Lil' Kills, Five,
Shmino.
Shmino, okay. Yep, that's a good point.
Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin's from there?
Rap, but he
produced. Oh, I didn't know that. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, but other than that, us.
Yeah.
They ones.
Yeah, they ones, too.
So when you guys started rapping, you didn't...
Oh, yeah, and Comethazine.
Oh, he is? Oh,
yeah, that, Comethazine.
That's a good point, too.
My boy.
And he fucks with you guys, right?
Yeah, that's my brother.
That's good. Because he tends to be freaking out on people here and there, so that's good that you got that connection going.
Yeah.
So when you guys started, like, rapping, though, because you've been putting out videos for, like, a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. It's not like you guys just popped up. You know, a lot of times you see, like, young rappers from the hood who, like, their first video just goes viral. You guys have been grinding for a minute, huh?
Yeah.
A little long.
It's just jail be holding the motherfucker back.
Yeah. Jail, for real?
Yeah.
Both of you? Jail.
Huh?
Both of you been in and out of jail?
Me, no, for real.
I ain't been, like, in and out of jail. I only caught, like, two cases.
Okay.
But I beat both of them motherfuckers, though.
me all my life, even juvenile.
Yeah.
Right. When was your first bid?
Just, I was 17. I got certified.
Just your whole fucking childhood, you were kind of in and out there, or was there one long stretch?
No, I went once when I was younger, but 17 was the real time.
How long was that?
Shit, in the workhouse, I did like 5 months. It wasn't that many, but in the workhouse, 5 months is like.
What's the workhouse?
The workhouse is like the worst jail in the world.
It's medium security.
Okay.
It's medium security, so they put you in a dorm with like 80 other motherfuckers.
Right.
And we all from the trenches. Ain't no poles in here, so it's going down. And
so you have to fight, like, right away?
Yeah, ain't no cell or none of that.
Really?
You gotta fight.
Hey, like, 80 motherfuckers, all bunks. Medium security, they barely watching. You're not doing what, you
know? Did watching prison shit on TV growing up, did that prepare you for anything that you were going into there?
Definitely.
It did a little bit?
I'm already a well-known gang member, so I was good, like, and I know how to fight.
Right.
Like, where I grew up at, we got a recreation center. It's like boxing gym and shit. So
okay.
We grew up, we all knew how to fight, like my neighborhood. But, like, the building is abandoned.
Right.
One day we got lunch, and they cut the phones off so we wouldn't call out, and they gave us an apple and 3 nacho chips for lunch and a milk. I swear to God.
That's what
they cut the
you.
Phones off. So, you know, ain't nobody finna hold it for evidence and show them what they gave us because they gonna eat it because they obviously.
But hungry. They were just giving you that because what? They didn't have food and they just didn't. Like, fuck you. Like, we're just gonna give you the. That's terrible.
They cut all the phones off so we wouldn't call out.
What the fuck?
Like, when you in jail, like, I ain't gonna say you, but like, when we in jail, we don't really eat the food like that they
eat commissary.
That shit nasty. Mm. Like, we
but
eat
they did
commissary.
The day before commissary. You know, the day before commissary, ain't nobody got shit because they done ate all they shit.
Yeah.
Right. The day before commissary, they was fucked up.
But even commissary is like chips and like bullshit, basically,
yeah, you
right?
Get like, look, just, you can get like little tuna.
Bull, all this shit bullshit.
You can get like, look, it'd be a little pack.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I don't understand about motherfuckers who go to jail and get huge is that you're getting huge,
man, you
eating trash.
You're eating a lot of starch.
Mm.
Like, you eating a lot of...
It's a whole lot. Like, you get peanut butter. Big. You get big off peanut butter, beans, and rice and shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Noodles and shit.
But most of the dudes you see on the outside who are, like, in really great shape, you know, they're eating fucking chicken breasts and broccoli and
that's
shit
the
every
penitentiary
day.
Penitentiary food different from jail food where we come from.
It must
the penitentiary food better.
You got to do more reps to get big off of fucking crackers. That's all I'm saying. I assume.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Oh, man,
you thought I was talking about myself? Cracker? Motherfucking cracker. Is this scary as white dudes in jail in St. Louis, or is it not
I
really
mean,
like that?
The white dudes, I know that they was in dorms with us, like some of them that's from the South Side, because the South Side, them be like real street white dudes. Like yeah. they're black.
They actually be they certified but they white.
But they're not like skinhead dudes? Mm-mm. It's not like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you do catch someone from the penitentiary. Sometimes I ain't gonna lie,
I ain't never seen nothing
but
me personally.
They don't last. They don't last. In,
right, because they don't got numbers.
Skinheads don't last. Skinheads don't last. But the cool white dudes who be on the South Side thugging with us, you know, doing what they do, they last. But,
right.
Like the corny look, the nerdy ones, they don't last either. Like they food and they commissary, they don't last. Mm. Like,
they be trying
to go to protect the custody. They protect the custody shit don't last either.
Really?
Yeah, they gonna ship your ass right back out.
You don't want to be in protected custody?
Like I went to the whole.
I never been in protected custody.
No, I know you don't want to, but like in general, because like we were having this conversation the other day about Kodak, and they were saying that Kodak probably wouldn't accept protected custody, even though realistically he's definitely the most famous person in there.
Nah,
is there even a choice?
Yeah, but nah.
As soon as
I go in, I'm already known. I know how to jail. I done been jailing most of my life. I know how to jail. That's what made me a man.
Right.
Like niggas like us can't go to protective custody when we get locked up.
Jail make you a man because you could do whatever in the streets with what you do. But when you go to jail, you ain't got none of that. All you got is your hands. Damn. And it's real gladiators in there. You got to fight like a real warrior. And you going to see what you standing on if you really going to... Stand 10, stand on what you stand, you know, behind your gang or whatever you believe in. You gotta stand on that.
And then it's gonna be like we went. I went to jail when I was like 19. Mm. So I was in jail like grown niggas. So
right,
like
niggas, you in jail certified 17, all grown ass men.
You in jail 45, niggas 50, depending on their whole life.
So is it like in your opinion when you look at people who haven't spent any time in prison? Do you feel like they could never understand like that lifestyle or what it's like to be in that environment?
It just depends on how you was raised.
Because a lot of people shit is so fucked up on the outside, they don't have to go to jail to have experienced some of the worst shit, right?
Like, some niggas, like, they'll go to jail and jail will turn them into who they need to be. Like, there's some niggas, though, they'll go to jail, like, they'll go to jail and turn into an animal.
Right.
Me?
Yeah.
You feel like it brought that out of you? Like
I was already, I was fucked up. I was born into that shit. It just made me more fucked up in the world that niggas ain't really who they say they is. Yeah. Like I looked up to certain niggas and I seen them snort dope out of pen things above bunks, and I done seen niggas shoot at each other and be cool in jail and eat with each other. Yeah. Like this shit is fake. Like jail made me open up my eyes so much. I was 17 in the dorm. I was one of the only males that was 17. It was a couple of us in my dorm. Everybody else was older, so they looking at me as a man because I'm in here with men. But at the same time, they don't feel sorry for me, but they are like in their own little way, like, oh, little bro, you need to. But I'm a man though, you know.
So you didn't trust snorting dope in prison?
Fuck no.
Yeah, nah.
I know people that had never done heroin and they went to jail and they did it the first night that they got there because it was so easy to get and because it's not like you could get anything else.
I didn't see it all in that motherfucker. It's just with going so young, you get hip so fast and everybody else that ain't been locked up, they ain't hip to high jail. But when they do get locked up, they don't know what the fuck to do. When you get locked, you already know what to do. You come in this motherfucker know you all that. So you jailing right. Like niggas come in 25, ain't never been to jail, don't know what to do, how to crunch up a pack of noodles and cook it in some cold ass what, none of that.
I'm gonna be honest about you guys. You guys seem like the types of dudes that, like, as kids, you seem like you are probably, like, just overwhelmingly fascinated by street shit, by rap, by grimy ass shit. Yeah. Is that true? Like, at what point did you get off of the Sesame Street and fucking Rugrats and just be like, nah, I'm watching?
How you mix that shit in with the
street? Well, I was gonna say, what's crazy, like, I was a badass kid thugging outside, but I still go in the house when my favorite cartoon come on type shit like that. Like,
I mean, it's still like that. You can still watch cartoons, right?
Because I had two big brothers, one of them had died, so I always wanted to be like them, like I'd be with them when I was younger.
Right.
I was like 6, 7 out all night with their ass.
How'd they die?
Only one of them died. He died. He got shot.
Oh, wow. You were 6 rolling around doing all kinds of crazy shit?
No. Okay. I went on no crazy shit. But I was just with them, you know. Right. They smoking and shit. But I always had a strong mind. Like, if I ain't want to do it, I wasn't doing it.
Hey, man, I got to stop right now and just give a big, big shout out to our sponsor, Blue Chew. BlueChew.com is where you want to go if you want to get your male enhancement on. Basically, they sell stuff that's just as good as the prescription stuff, but you can get it through their easy-to-use website where they have a physician that can connect with you online. You don't have to do the doctor's visit, no awkward conversations. You just go online to BlueChew.com. They got the program. They can get you with it. And basically, they're chewable gummies in case you don't like swallowing big old chunky horse pills. This is basically a very, very smooth process. And someone like me who occasionally needs to put in work in the field, got to do it. Don't go get no Cialis, Viagra, none of that stuff. You want to get yourself some BlueChew.com. And make sure you use promo code Adam22 so you can get a nice old discount. Actually, you can get it free. Just pay $5 shipping. That's right. BlueChew.com. Use code Adam22. Let's go.
I grew up fast. Like, in my neighborhood, my mama and my daddy, they weren't together, but, like, they co-parent. Like, they when my daddy had me on the weekends, my mama had me on the weekdays. Mm-hmm. And my mama had the house where it was just like, it was the chill zone. If you ain't had nowhere to go, that's where you went. If you wanted to be safe, cool, or the whole neighborhood was in it. Like, the whole neighborhood went there. It wasn't just no house you can just run in and out, but it was like a, like, it was one of the houses, you was good. Like, it was like a safe haven for the hood, I guess. But everybody knew my mom and respected her, and they respected my daddy, a certain type of Crips we is in my neighborhood. So, shit, I would walk to the store at a young age, 5, 6 and shit, in the neighborhood to watch me. I ain't never had to really worry about shit in my neighborhood because the whole neighborhood know me. If I did anything, it'd get back to my mama.
But you know? So you're bouncing between your mom and your dad's house, but is your dad kind of have a similar environment? Is your dad on some more street type shit?
Yeah, but my mom and my daddy from the same neighborhood. My mama, she stayed in a different neighborhood, but my daddy always dropped me off in my granny house in the neighborhood that my mama and daddy originated from.
Okay.
So when I'm over there, I'll be over there chilling. I'm with my mama, I'd be over there chilling. But both neighborhoods, I just maneuver. They watch me. Like, I ain't never really have to worry about shit. And I was born into the shit. Like, it ain't no shit I can just choose. Like, oh, I want to do this. It's like, I already, everybody else ain't doing this. And they looking at me and they breed me to be this type of person.
Mm. So you knew you were a Crip since super early?
I got pictures of, like, I ain't on my Instagram. I got baby pictures of me and my mama dressing me up as a baby, all orange. She got all orange. What, all blue and orange.
Is that some Hoover shit?
Nah, six dudes Crip. Okay. Neighborhood East Coast Crip.
So what's that? How does this St. Louis have neighborhood? And
shit. My hood got it from where it came and originated from. It's from out here.
Yeah, two people from Cali, Big Mouth.
Okay. Little Mouse and Big Mouth, they run this shit, but A lot of people from Cali went to a whole lot of other states and cities and just set up shop type shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, the dope hit our shit. And when the dope hit, that's when the gangs hit, like the colors and shit, for real.
Okay.
But we had different gangs at first. They had older gangs, but they gangs were just like, shit, just how y'all gangs is out here, there's only one street that'd be the hood. Like, Pruitt-Igoe was a hood. There was a gang. But when the gang, like with the Crips and Bloods and all that shit started pouring into our city and our states, shit, it was over with.
Yeah.
And we got it wrong. Like, it ain't like how it is out here. Like, the 6-0s beefing with the 6 deuces, and they all neighborhoods.
Yeah, we beefing. But they don't claim neighborhood, though. They just think they rolling 60.
And the 6 deuces fuck with the Bloods sometimes. And it just be a whole lot of fucker. Everybody be fucking with everybody. Yeah. Everybody beefing with everybody.
But if you're growing up in that, are you looking at like LA rap videos and shit and sort of idolizing like Nipsey and these types of dudes who are like famous Crips from the West Coast? Or is it like, nah, this is our version of it. We don't give a fuck about what they're doing in
basically
LA.
The second one. I'm with the second one. Like, my role model was people from my hood. Right. I ain't look up to no rappers. I looked it up to some, but I ain't look up to no Nipsey and all that.
The role models was the niggas that had all R.I.P. the money, Nipsey. Right. The fancy cars, the bitches. And you seen them in action. Like I actually seen my older homeboys in action. Mm. And what I mean when I say in action, like doing it, like in action, like living their life, like I actually seen him in action. Like I know what he'll do. Mm. Like niggas will say what they'll do, but I seen him in action. I ain't never seen you in action. You know, like, I ain't never seen you play with that motherfucker, but I seen him play with that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's how
so
we
So I looked up to him because I know at the end of the day, if I need something done, he gonna
do it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't, like, that's why, like he said, like, rappers, I ain't look up to rappers because, like he said, I got hella uncles. My mama the only girl, and she got hella brothers. So, like, I actually seen them do shit to where I can look up to them. I ain't finna look up to you just because you talking about what you're doing.
Right.
You
know,
shout out to my big homie Pookie. He did, man. He saved my daddy life one time, shit.
And saved your dad's life? Let's hear this story.
Yeah, he saved my daddy's life one time. Shit, my daddy saved, like, my daddy, he saved his own life, but at the same time, Phuket helped him. And without Phuket help, he probably would have died. And Phuket died to gang violence, but Phuket was like a real big piece of my neighborhood I'm originated, like where I was born in and shit. And Phuket, like, he paid everybody bills.
Really?
Like, if you ain't have your bills paid, he'll pay the motherfucker.
So what you're making it sound like is like you were close to the dudes who are really having money in the streets.
Yeah. Like, I was closer to the older niggas rather than the young niggas at a young age, because my daddy, they age, and my daddy got me around these older niggas. Like, the older niggas, the OGs, that's who I was closer to.
Because there's a certain thing that it does to your brain when you're like a young-ass kid and you realize that the dudes who are rich as fuck in your neighborhood are the ones who are selling dope, and you just sort of go through your whole life thinking about that.
They don't look like it, but they getting
that's
money.
That's how I looked at it, because that's how my daddy was. Like, my daddy locked up right now. He been locked up for 11 years now.
For drug dealing?
Yeah. First time he got locked up, shit, he got caught with a little shit and shit. He did 8 years. He got out and was only out for 6 months.
And they got him again.
Got locked right back up for the same shit.
Damn.
He right back in the feds. But, like, that's how it was. Like, my daddy had all the money and shit. Like, I used to watch, like, my daddy used to stick money in his shoes. Right. I went in his room one day, counted, like, $15,000. I'm like, damn.
In all his shoes?
Yeah. I used to be like, damn.
It's funny how parents think that they know something that the kids aren't going to figure it out.
God, I was like, hey, I went in his room. I was just pulling the money out the shoes. Because he had got locked up. He like, go get my money out my shoes. And my mama didn't know what he meant.
Right.
So I went and grabbed all this. And I counted it. It was $15,000. I'm like, damn. And he got paper.
That's crazy. Because then as a kid, you find out at some point that people are out here working jobs to make like, you know, $500 a week or whatever. And you're like, wait a minute. Like, my dad had a lot more than $500 in his fucking shoes.
My mama. Like, and then motherfuckers gonna be looking at kids like, if you get pulled over, you're going to search a kid as much as you search a grown man. Mm.
Oh, wow. There'd
be a whole lot of gangster shit going on.
I done been at high speeds with my daddy. I can call my mama right now. She'll tell you. I was in a high speed with my daddy when I was like...
Crazy ass police chase type
like
shit?
Six, 20 cars when I say...
Where we come from?
And he got away?
Nah, he got caught. My mama had to come get me from social services.
What?
Where we come from, it's like, okay, your daddy got a name. You either got to live up to that name or you got to be... bigger than that. You got to do more than he did, because it like you gotta match that shit. If you don't match, you got to go above. But niggas usually try to go above because niggas ain't trying to live off their daddy name.
Right. So you were conscious of that from a real young age? Like, damn, my dad is known for this type of shit.
Like,
so
we
had
a lot to live up to because both our daddies like was them niggas. So
my daddy's he's smart.
Yeah.
All around, real street nigga, all around. Never told on nobody, nor to throw his hands. Play with that, you know, he did everything under the sun shit. I'm blessed to have what I had from him, because everybody, they just be thinking they did, he supposed to just be that one, you just throw the baseball in the mid and all this shit. It wasn't like that for me, but shit, I'm glad for the times I did have him, shit, because I know, like, when I was younger, I used to be sad sometimes, like, he'd pick me up, drop me off at my granny house, drop me off in the hood, like, damn, this nigga steady drop me off, like, what the fuck he on? But now, since me getting older and seeing how it is to be a black man, growing up and like just seeing what I went through and what he was going through at that age, and now I'm the age where he was in when he had me and shit. I'm like, damn, now I see what the nigga was going through. Now I see why the nigga was dropping me off and shit. It just be real.
That's crazy. So did you guys discover that you had a passion for rapping at a real young age, or when did that catch on?
Yeah. Cause my mama used to listen to all hip hop and shit.
Okay.
So that's how I got it from my mama. And, like, my uncles used to have a rap group and shit. But mostly my mama, because she used to listen to nothing but rap and, like, 3LW, Mary J. Blige, and all that shit. So that's where I get a lot of my little songs from. And my mama, she a big inspiration.
Right. What about you? You listened to it a lot from a young age?
What?
Rap. You were just on. Like a hip-hop junkie from a young age?
It really started with me with movies.
Oh, okay.
Like, a lot of movies inspired me, like, for us. Growing up watching like The Temptations, Brooklyn and shit, just listen to like, say my granny play some Luther, I listen to it and be like, oh, well, I heard this on Love the Basketball. I heard, you know, like, I heard this on The Woods or something. And I vibe to the song and sing the song with it to her. She'd be like, how the fuck you know this song? And I'd be like, granny, it's on The Woods. And my mama, she'd play Al Levine.
Oh, wow.
Shit like, You know, just all type of shit. You know, mama clean up. She clean up the house. She playing all type of shit. So you got to listen to it because this fucking speakers is in the living room and your room next to the living room.
She had an entertainment center, didn't she?
Yeah. Your mom's black. Yeah. And she's bumping Avril Lavigne. Yeah. That's fire.
Like, we listen to Keisha Cole, Al Levine, Lauryn Hill, motherfucking.
When I think about it, I got to thank my white-ass mom for playing hella great black music around me as a kid. I'm glad that she wasn't close-minded about that because I'm just like, it was all Marvin Gaye and the Temptations and a lot of shit like that's that. What, a lot of white shit, too. But, like, you know, she's definitely, I got to thank her for that for sure.
That's what make you, like, I don't know, it make you, like, yo. Your music better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because we can switch it up any type of way.
And when you have your parents, like, your brain is so, like, anything you smash into a little kid's brain is going to really make a dent. So if you're listening to fucking amazing music from a really young age, I feel like then by the time you're 15 or 16 and you want to start rapping, you're going to have a little bit more of it in your fucking soul, you know?
You being forced to just listen, not just the shit that came, like, say, 2001, like, just shit right. That came up to the shit just in the 90s and the 80s.
Like,
you being forced to listen to that shit is gonna make your brain.
You got songs like, what's that song called? We got a song called Like Rockstar. Like, we sampled Tupac, Lil Boosie, and Betty Wright all in one song.
I try to sample too much. I don't really be sampling.
I only sample from, like it got to be, like, real old, like, something that I think, like, I sample like from Betty Wright, you know that it no pain, no gain. No pain.
Yeah.
I sample from something like that, or like I sample from artists that at least like 50 years older.
That's what I think is dope about you guys. Back in the day. You guys have some of that energy of like when G-Unit was coming out and they were just rapping over other people's beats and shit.
Mumble rapping.
Yeah, like because I would love that. Like that was such a thing in hip-hop back in the day. Like, oh, you came out, you had a hot song. Wayne was the king of that. You got a hot song, I'm going to get on your beat and make a better song.
Wayne is my favorite rapper.
Who?
Like, Wayne's my favorite rapper. The Carter 3. But I love Tupac, Nas, shit like that. Biggie, Ready to Die, shit like that. But Wayne my favorite rapper. And when that Carter 3 and all the droughts and all, no ceilings, that one and shit, like that shit had a nigga lit. Shit had a nigga lit. Like these niggas nowadays, I don't know what they saying on their song. Like, what the fuck? And it sounds good, so niggas just vibing to it. Like,
right.
And I don't know. Mind,
some shit we just heard, we be like, what's that song we like? What's that song, Brotherly Love? At first, we didn't like it. But we sat down and just listen. Like, sometimes, we listened to the whole song.
I ain't gonna fake it. Sometimes these younger, like, us, our they age and a little older, shit,
but you just can't understand it.
You can't understand it because you ain't from where they from, but like, that Brotherly Love, I fuck with that song. That's all, you
that
can.
Turn us up.
If you listen to what the lyrics say and the words, you can, but some niggas, they just be saying shit and they'll be getting interviews and shit and motherfuckers ask them, like, what they say and they be like,
because Keed and Goddard are two dudes that if I'm just talking to them, I can understand everything they're saying. But when it's them talking to each other and I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, man, it is like another fucking language. Because they're so, yeah, I bet you guys, yeah, because you're so used to talking to each other that you could just mumble something and the other one's going to know exactly what you meant because you got that connection.
No, we can be loud. You still won't understand nothing we talking about.
Yep.
Because we got a little lingo.
Uh huh. That's very intimidating to white ass people like myself, but it's cool. When you guys start like making videos and shit though, because that's definitely a big part of you guys' appeal, right? Is that you like do a good job depicting what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I usually direct my own video, tell them what I want them to do.
Right.
I'm like a big piece of that. Okay. Like, I want you to do this. So you're gonna do it this motherfucking way. You're gonna do it at all.
Because you can't just leave it all up to the video guy, right? Or do you have like one video guy that you always work with, or you just sort of fuck with?
Mostly in St. Louis.
It'd be like, Tory. It depends on the different. Like when I'm in St. Louis, I work with Vic, Tory. When I'm in Miami, I work with Drew.
Or Jolo.
Okay. And where do you guys record at?
We record Sav going crazy in St. Louis, but If we in Miami, we record all type of places. I don't really want to put no location on them.
Well, you guys just spend a shitload of time in Miami, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we based at right now.
Oh, really? Okay, so you had to get out of St. Louis?
Nah.
It wasn't like that. We just...
It wasn't too hot?
We going back real soon. It's like...
We be
in and out. It's like, and you've been out all your life. You can't really... In St. Louis, you can't really push out. You can push out music. We got the city on lock. It's just you can't really... network because ain't nobody on shit.
You can only really promote your shit online. Yeah, it's not really clubs or whatever, right?
Shit. Yeah, ain't nobody on that shit. Yeah.
Is there, because that's the interesting thing about you guys, you seem like you clearly like grew up really paying attention to the culture and shit, but at the same time, is there not really that much shit going on outside? Like, is there not lit parties and clubs in St. Louis? Is it like that? I ain't even really been like that.
Sometimes. It depends on the mood or what type of club or what type of party you're trying to go to.
Because if you're talking about like hardcore underground rap shit, there's a lot of cities don't really have any venues that are trying to fuck with that kind of shit at all.
Yeah, but our city, that's all we listen to is that hardcore rap shit.
Right.
Yeah. Like even the females, like you come to saying, well, even the female listen to that hard shit. Like they ain't listening to no singing and shit.
Oh, they make truck music, y'all. We got a couple female artists out of St. Louis. They make some good ass truck music.
Shit, Sexy Red, well.
Yvette.
I'm Googling them. I'll check it out.
That's all.
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, Yvette and Sexy Red, goddamn me. Loren on the way.
So was there a moment where you, because you're talking about like going to prison and how that sort of like changed your mind in terms of like, you know, you're young and you think the street shit is everything and then you get locked up and you sort of saw people who are supposed to be enemies in the streets and they're cool.
Last time I was locked up, I got locked up for like a county year in the county and it wasn't like the city more. Where I'm from, like more fucked up, but the county, like, it's they got sales in the county type shit, and they kind of fuck your head up too,
right? You know,
and with me being going from out here being in the city, going to these sales, I'm like, damn, and catching this county case and doing more time, like a year, and then I got to go back to the city because I'm on papers in the city. I got to do my violation 3 more months down in the city. You know, like it just, I don't know, but I lost a lot and I learned a lot. I lost my blood brother on my neck. Actually, for real, he's my stepbrother, but I say he's my blood
Streets.
Brother.
Cause when did that happen?
2016.
Okay, and so that was
in
like
August. I got a month after. And I was in there 9-10 months before he died. And it kind of fucked the nigga up, but I learned. And he died while I was in there. I learned from it. It fucked the nigga up. I just calculated my every move from then.
Right. Damn, yeah, that must have been rough losing him. You didn't get to go to the funeral and shit like that?
Fuck, no. I was a danger to society or some shit like that. They had first degree assault, ACA. ACA is on criminal action, first degree assault. You know what that mean? Then they dropped it to UUW shooting out a motor vehicle because I had to pay a lawyer. And usually when you have to pay a lawyer, they either try to give you a deal or take it to trial. 9 times out of 10, they don't be want to take shit to trial. And I was tired of sitting.
It cost too much money.
Like, if I would have sat longer... If I would have sat probably another year in that bunk-ass county, which wasting my motherfucking time, I was supposed to graduate the year I was there. Yeah, like, I'm like, man, fuck that. I'll get some more papers. I'm going to walk the motherfucker down, and I did. I'm just not getting out papers a couple months ago.
Right. So you can finally smoke now?
Yeah, but I've been on paper since I was 17. I'm 22.
Okay, so you were on paper 5 years, so you don't even...
I don't
you're
smoke.
Not, you're not even used to smoking. You never were able to get used to it.
I don't like weed, though. I want
to
smoke it.
I just got to smoke more. I be getting them to hit the blunt sometimes.
Okay.
I'm cool on this shit.
But he be coughing it.
I sip some drink.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Do you guys both do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't go crazy, man. You got to keep it under control.
We don't do it like all the time. We'll do it like if it come around. We don't be looking for that shit.
I smoke some squares or something. I'm going to put that though. I don't be on that weed.
Though. New Year's resolution, though. We trying to stop everything.
Stop smoking squares, too?
Yeah, that shit is
terrible.
He ain't gonna stop weed. He lying.
I can't stop weed because if I stop weed.
I made everything in my life healthy now besides that. Weed shit.
What, weed?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, I don't think it's that unhealthy.
Damn, I don't fuck you.
I stopped drinking.
Weed keep me.
Drugs,
weed keep me sane.
You listen to Rockstar?
Yeah.
That's that shit, ain't it? Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't expect that out of me.
I was a little surprised, yeah. Is that what you're meant to do? Is to do shit that's bigger than just sort of the hardcore rap
shit? Yeah, we try to go out our
element
all the time.
That's my favorite song.
Because we know we got all the street, all the hard, like you said, the hardcore all niggas that like that
check
shit.
Check this
but
out.
We stain, want everybody.
Not a stain to sell out a club. Rockstar sell out a motherfucking arena.
There you go.
Like, that's what we want to do. I ain't trying to be like no local nigga. I'm trying to be like Drake or some shit.
Yeah, no, I hear that because, I mean, when you think about it, there are a lot of dudes who we all love and worship, but they were sort of like that hardcore street legend, and then they weren't able to really break out from that and be able to make big-ass songs.
Like, you see how I did in Rockstar? I made Rockstar a Rockstar song, but I It's a whole, all the lyrics is the
streets.
What
he talked about, it's the trenches. Yeah.
Mm. Like, I'm a rock star, gentleman. You know, like, like if you listen to the lyrics and you listen to the verses, I'm basically talking about the trenches the whole time, what I've been through and what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying it in a rock star lingo.
Right.
I'm telling, like, I'm having a conversation. Say we got a rock star, a white boy, or whatever you want to call him, black boy, whatever. He from suburbs or something. He think he a rock star.
Yeah.
I think I'm a rock star, so I'm finna talk to you how you want to be talked to, but I'm finna talk to you about what I've been going through. You know?
So are you guys conscious of the fact that a lot of your fans probably already are like young ass white kids that just want to hear some hood shit?
Yeah, like when I was in Florida, I went to Walgreens. I'm in the store, like six little Caucasian little dudes ran up to me like, "Ain't you Murdo?" And I'm like, "Yeah, how y'all know me?" And like, you
I
hard.
Fuck with it.
They're on YouTube.
I fuck with it. They just know.
They took a picture with me and everything.
I'm inspiring a lot of people and I'm touching a lot of people.
Yeah.
Of different races. I done seen a lot. I'll fuck with every race.
Mm. But that's why I like doing interviews too, because they see the other side of me besides rapping about guns and shit. They see I'm smart and intelligent as well. I ain't just no dumbass nigga rapping about guns.
I got a white uncle. Like you, like everything like you, like all white. Like ain't no mix, no black, a white uncle.
Nice. He's tatted up.
Yeah, I got my granny. Nice. She mixed, and her other side is all white. Like I got white family. Like I ain't got nothing against no white people, neither. Chinese, none of that. I fuck
with all races.
Yeah. And they fuck with me too.
I want to learn how to speak hella different languages though.
Really? Think about that. Cool, I don't know if I ever had a rapper tell me that on here, to be honest.
I'm cool.
I straight want to do that though. I want to learn how to speak hella languages.
I'm cool on all that. I just want to know what they be saying when they be going out.
Like girls be saying stuff to me, like, and I be wanting to know what they saying sometimes.
Or they be talking, like when they fixing your food and you be like, "All right, I gotta go. Could you hear it?" Like,
whenever I go to different countries, I always will start thinking about like, damn, I'm gonna learn Russian, bro. Like, I'm gonna learn Chinese. And then I get home and I'm like,
and then
nope,
like if I do learn other languages shit, I can make a song in that language.
That's real.
They say English.
Because I've seen that before too, where it's like if you're the like one cool ass rapper dude in China, then you're lit. Like you're the cool ass motherfucker. They're gonna want you hosting clubs. They're gonna want you doing everything because they don't got Americans out there, you know?
Yeah, I can talk about clapping niggas in Spanish, Chinese, all that.
That's right.
That'll be hard.
Damn. But, that's what you want, gangsta?
Yeah.
But China's crazy, though, because China will, like, fucking give you the death penalty for smoking weed. Or if I don't even know what China would do for if you're fucking talking about killing somebody. I feel like they might just throw you in a dungeon for the next 20 years.
They give you what for smoking weed?
I don't want to say, but there's definitely people who have gotten extremely harsh prison sentences for nothing. Which is crazy, too, because I've been in China smoking weed mad times. And if I go back, I don't think I'm bringing weed.
I ain't really trying to go overseas. I think that shit with Ja Rule and Fat Joe, they got kidnapped and shit.
Ja Rule and Fat Joe got kidnapped?
Yeah, you ain't see that shit?
Nah.
They went over on YouTube.
Oh, what?
This country and they ain't really get kidnapped. Like, they got kidnapped with money. Dude kept saying extravaganza, like more shows. And they was like, we trying to go home. He's like, more money. Like, you ain't going no fucking way.
Oh, shit. Damn, I would kidnap Ja Rule, man. Fuck it.
Oh, ducking it. That's when they was hot, though.
Yeah, okay. Damn, I got to look that up. That's crazy. I don't even know if I remember
that. TV show out.
Damn.
Yeah, he broke it up.
That's fucking
crazy. They say they got DMX before.
I was hoping to say one of DMX.
Yep, DMX got before them.
Nah, I mean, the real, like, if you look at DJ Esco, he went to jail for almost 2 months in fucking Dubai.
Who was that that went to jail in Sweden?
That was Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky was locked up for shit like a month.
No, he got out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Beat some months dude ago.
Yeah. But that shit was really fucked up because you watch the video. It's like a dude was harassing him. And he had security who was trying to keep this dude chill. And eventually it was so out of control, they just lost it. That shit's fucked up. All of a sudden you get famous, you can't beat up a fan for fucking with you.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna keep people with me that do shit like that for me. Cause I know, like, when I do, like, they gonna try to fault me for everything. So.
I grew up fighting. I love fighting. I know how to fight. I wish a motherfucker would.
We both box.
I wish a motherfucker would. They gonna like the dude know how to throw his fucking
hands. But I ain't. I be thinking like I'm worth something now. So
exactly.
People.
At a certain point, you're gonna punch somebody in the face, and then they're gonna sue you, and it's gonna cost you 20 grand or some shit.
You can go with a little security, but I'm gonna be on some baby shit. I'm not gonna smooth the fuck out on the game. You try to run up, I'm not gonna be on no pretty boy. She's like, "Oh, get him, none of that. I'm knocking your way. I'm helping them beat the fuck out of you."
That's crazy to think, though, that if you clapped a dude in a Walmart, probably it would be so viral that, like, your songs that have 2 million views would probably have 20 million views. That's how fucked up these people are.
I ain't gonna fake one thing about it, though. I was just thinking, who was I talking to?
Man,
my homeboy Fresh. I was telling him, he was like, you know the baby clap dude in the Walmart and beat that
always
shit.
Always been knew that shit.
But I'm saying, if Baby would have did that shit now, they'd have pinned his ass to the cross. That was before his music was known like that.
No, they wouldn't. If he would have did that now,
I'm saying.
He would never be alone now, you know, yeah, especially at Walmart.
But right around, though, if it was now, they would have tried to pin him to the cross. He'll still be sitting in jail.
But Gucci was already famous and he beat a murder.
Yeah, that's self-defense.
That he did.
Yeah,
because
that's why I'm saying he tripping.
Because self-defense.
If somebody Gucci tried in 2007 or whatever, that was he was still pretty huge.
I think the story was he took dude gun or some shit like that. Right. That's what I'm saying. So how
but,
the fuck
he had a bitch lure him from the strip club, take him back to the spot, and then there was dudes waiting there, and the dude pulled the strap out, and Gucci took the gun from him and killed the dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Legend.
When they tried to take his chain.
That part of it was that Jeezy went on a mixtape and said that he had 10,000 for whoever took Gucci's chain, which is really fucking crazy when you think about it, because that's basically him like authorizing killers to do whatever.
Young Jeezy ass ain't booked for that shit.
I mean, I feel like if that happened now, that before anything even happened, people would be bugged out on social media. Like, yo, he's basically because even now, like, if you,
I ain't gonna have them problems. I'm too fucked
up. Do you guys know who Lizzo is?
Who?
Lizzo? Mm-hmm. She's like the really plus size black woman who sings that song Truth Hurts.
Why song?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So she called out a Postmates driver didn't bring her food, and she aired him out on Twitter and put the picture from the fucking app and everything. And this dude started getting death threats and harassed by her fans and shit. And it's so funny because like that's really fucked up to do if you're a famous person. Yeah, like to just put the Postmates driver on blast.
Hey, you think that shit.
But if you're a regular person, you can do that.
You seen that shit when, what's that rap? It's a rapper that used to be popping that nigga a straight Uber driver now.
Oh, shit, who was it?
Fuck. Oh, my mom.
Roscoe Dash.
Oh, my God. Roscoe Dash, I talked to him on Twitter. He was supposed to do the podcast. She's going to do it with no hands, bro.
Yeah. What? He's straight a Uber driver.
He still
now.
Got that Mohawk?
Nah.
That's
damn, the Mohawk era is over, bro. You guys missed that shit.
Man, I had a Mohawk.
You did? A lot of people have Mohawks for a while there.
I had, because my real name, Arthur, I had the cartoon character Arthur on one side.
Oh, so that's why you got the tattoo.
I was
wondering about that. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the chain too.
That's lit. Fucking Arthur's underrated. That was a good ass cartoon.
Yeah. Everybody used to tease me and shit growing up, like, what DW, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just stuck with it. I got it tatted when I was like 13.
Damn, yeah, really?
Listen, I swear this dude, the youngest nigga I knew with tattoos.
You knew it was your destiny, huh?
I cheated with my mama name. That's the first one I was like 12.
You gotta get your mama name first. That's the only way. She ain't gonna fuck you up for getting the tattoo.
That's cheap, bro. But, yeah, I respect that.
I got bitches off of it.
This little dude. Because he ain't always been this big, like at first. Like it took him, he had hit a big ass ghost spur. He was hella little at first. Like when he was 13, he looked like he was only like 10, 11.
And I had
hella tattoos.
I had
I'm like, what the fuck?
I was the first one with goals too. One of the first niggas in my city with goals and tattoos. So,
oh man, it's over.
Like,
girls don't even know what to think. They see that. They know it's going down.
I didn't know he was older than me. I'm like, this nigga got all tattoos and shit. He hella young. I'm thinking I'm older than him. I'm like, this nigga got hella tattoos, goals and shit.
You had gold teeth before your teeth were even done growing and shit. Huh?
I got it from my daddy. Now my uncle used to get a lot of grills and shit, and he had took me to his grill place. He got his grill made and shit. I'm like, damn. I seen kids on the wall and shit. I'm like, damn, I can give me one. He's like, yeah. He's like, how many you want? I'm like, I want four. He's like, 10 carat, 14 carat. What kind of carat? I'm like, 10 the cheapest? He's like, yeah. I'm like, give me 10. I know I'm gonna have to clean this motherfucker every motherfucking couple hours, but shit. I took the 10 carat, four at the top, solid, and shit. I think I paid him like $250, $200. I don't know.
I think gold is way harder than
diamonds.
But
it's so crazy. The grill shop,
I love my gold.
The grill shop was right down the street from my school. So one day I got out of school. I made my homeboys, like three of their ass, walk with me. I walked down to St. Louis Grills, STL Grills behind the Sears building. Got my goals, put them in, went back to school for after school. Never went to after school. Niggas don't, only the Lions go to after school. Niggas don't never go to school. I went back to after school. Just to show my grill, like
it was real.
You crazy?
It's just like, what the fuck?
That's so dope. Yo, so with Dead Goofies, was this like? Did you think, man? Like, because you kind of have to know at a certain point, at this point in hip hop history, that if you make a song, you just diss mad people, that it's gonna go viral. It's gonna be a thing.
Nah, it wasn't a thing to go viral because we been had views with no cap, shit like everything else was already. Blowing up, and No Cap was the biggest one that damn. It had 2 million views when I dropped. Dead Goofy is just, it's like in my city, when you get up to a certain level, everybody try to throw shade. Mm. And everybody don't like, if they'll try, even if you don't want to work with them, but you'll set something up for them, or you'll tell them like, oh, well, we can do this type of way. Or like, people just don't give a fuck. So if they ain't big, they gonna try to do anything to bring you down. So where everybody steady showing me all these niggas we studying with steady sneak this and not even really coming direct, just saying little shit, knowing we know what they talking about, and everybody in my ear like, man, you gotta respond to this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm just stay like, man, I ain't on that. I'm trying to give motherfuckers some clout. Then next motherfucker, you gotta respond to this shit. Then it's getting to other motherfuckers in your family, like, you heard that shit, dude. Yeah. Shit, like, you know, like, you got me fucked up. So why not just record something that's the truth, that's facts, and aim it every direction at all y'all, because it's so many of y'all, because we all into it. Like, especially the whole scene into it, yeah.
Especially with you guys blowing up right now. Yeah. It's like, you might as well just only be like, fuck with y'all. I'm about to be huge, and I don't give a fuck about all y'all. Yeah. Maybe we had some little in common. Lose my number. We were cool, whatever.
We weren't even really cool.
Add on one thing. Might have been cool a little bit at one point.
Okay. One thing people don't know, people been dissing us for years, like I say about 6 years. Probably more than that. We never responded on no music shit and none of that. Mm. And, but when we do now, it make us look like the bad guys. We never responded to no diss song, none of that. But now that we did, people look at us like the bad guy. Like, everybody saying, like, why would y'all do that and all that? But
and that motherfucker, we don't give a fuck. Gonna forever be an anthem.
Yeah. That's like 50 Cent on How to Rob. Mm. God damn,
I didn't know if you guys were too young to know about that and shit.
Yeah, shit. That's
how I was pretty young. Yeah, Ether was a shit. Yeah, no, but Rico Reckless is somebody who comes to mind that like he kind of blew up off dissing everybody in Chicago.
Just, I ain't blow like up off dissing. Like he like I never make another diss song.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was the facts. I don't diss people.
After that, you got to wait for somebody famous to diss you. Or that you want to get it anyway, you know?
Somebody famous.
Because then you got something to gain from it, you know? You could take some fans from them.
I smoke their ass real quick, but it's like him, he tried to ride a wave. I don't really think, I don't know what they got going on down there, if he really on it or he really was. Like, me, I'm a different breed. Like, motherfucker really what they talking about. Motherfucker really done did shit in the trenches and motherfuckers can vouch. I don't know him, and he just did it too much. Like, you steady doing it. Like, what is you trying to accomplish? Mm. Like, I did that shit on defense. Like, I feel like I defended myself with that one. Like, okay. Y'all steady dissing this shit, and y'all think that it's going unheard. I'm hearing all this shit. It just steady piling up. Let me do this for my gang and represent us and represent my people, because they not going to stop tapping me till I do.
Right. But is there any rapper in your head where it's like a famous rapper where you're like, if you get the chance, if it's the right moment, that you're like, I want his head lyrically, of course, not in the streets, but like just somebody that you would love, that you low key just do not fuck with them. You think they're fake as fuck, and you would love to just annihilate them on a track if it came down to it.
Shit.
I feel like everybody got somebody in the back of their head that they really don't fuck first, with. Murder. You don't gotta say, but you could say.
I can't say because I don't know none of these niggas.
They might be nice guys, yeah.
So I can't like I done seen rappers.
I don't like the basketball Vince Carter.
I met a lot of famous rappers. Like I done met Comedizine, Black Boy JB, Trippie Red. Right. Like it's a couple of people that I just met. Like how they seem on their songs, they ain't shit like that in person. Mm. Like for real, like. Mm-hmm. Like you see how we rapping, you got to meet us in the interview and shit. And really, before the interview, when we were talking,
you guys are tight. Yeah,
we met a couple artists. Like I fuck with Lil Lodi, NLE, Vaughn.
Yeah,
because you guys are touring with Vaughn, huh? That's what's up.
Vaughn, my brother too.
I fuck with a couple artists, but the ones I've been around, like Lodi and Vaughn, they real niggas.
Yeah, Lil Lodi, my little brother.
So I can't really say about. Who are, because I don't really know these niggas yet.
Mm. Yeah.
But I know these niggas know me because they all DM me.
Once you start getting in, once you start fucking the same hoes that they're fucking, that is when it'll get lit. That's when you guys are going to hate
each other. But these niggas all be DM me on some cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, right, okay, because you just coming up. Now they're trying to get cool before you get too big.
Yeah.
It's rapper strategy.
They all be DM me a lot.
Wait till that Drake DM comes in.
Comex ain't a real nigga, though.
He
flew me out. He flew flew me out here to California.
For real?
We did some songs and shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
That was Meek
Mill straight followed me.
Meek Mill too? Yeah. Oh, that's a good one right there. Yeah, but Meek Mill, you see Meek Mill fucking with a lot of younger artists, like trying to sign them, work with them, shit like that. Like, he's definitely on his business mind and shit. You know, he's definitely trying to be keeping an eye on what's going on out there.
There's a whole lot of football players following me, basketball players. It's been a whole lot of love outside the city and in the city. It's fucked up. The niggas outside the city fuck with you harder than the legends that's supposed to be from your city.
Right. That's real.
They just make a nigga.
And that's straight how it is. Yeah.
Do you have legal cases that are like open right now, or are you good? You're good?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's good.
My case is closed.
You got to leave that shit in the past, bro. Stay out of trouble, because that shit will fuck you up, touring with all kinds of shit. Like, you know, I could tell you guys have been through a lot, but I'm just saying, like, now is the time to keep your fucking nose clean, because when I think about the number of rappers that I was interviewed early that I was cool with over the past couple of years who are dead or locked up, it is fucking crazy. It is way too many.
Shit in the city where we from, them motherfucking trenchers.
Mm.
All niggas know is back door.
Yeah.
Act like they fuck with you, grew up with you. They see you shining or you doing something better than them.
And that kid.
Back door, that's what we call back door.
And just in general, that's how it goes.
And you get backed over anything. Like, I can have 10 bucks on me, and murder can be right next to me, and some niggas can kick my door and take it. Like, that's a backdoor move, because the whole time he's texting the niggas.
Like,
backdoor everything in my city. My city is the backdoor capital.
Like, if I ain't been around you, I don't want to be around you.
That's real.
Us, St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore, Chicago, shit like that, like, top five murder rate.
Yeah.
We the number one crime. And we the number one in crime.
Are the cops crazy where you're from? Are they like really surveilling?
That Mike Brown, that Mike Brown shit real. Like, niggas don't be on the news. Like, most of that shit don't make the news in our city.
Really?
Like, a police died in Wellston not too long ago. Like, shit get real. Like, we motherfucker be doing it.
Police, when they pull us over one day, he said some lame ass shit. So he asked me, was I with Dirty Deep? I'm like, no, I don't know what that is. He straight turned this body camera off,
You told me y'all got boxed in across the street from the airport.
Yeah, he straight turned his body camera off, pulled his gun out. Like,
I recorded them and they locked me up.
I'll fuck you up right here. Woody Wobble, won't nobody do shit about it.
I recorded them and they locked me up. I recorded them harassing them and they locked me up.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, they crazy. They do.
Nothing happened with the footage of
them? Nah, because I end up just stop talking like I got on some, bro. I'm ready to go, bro.
Don't fake it. Like, you'll tell them.
Because they will kill you.
They good for boxing them motherfucker in, though. Box your ass in. Rip your motherfucking seat support.
But that's the whole thing with you guys staying in St. Louis, is that it's like the cops are going to be paying crazy-ass attention, as well as the people that – the people who want to be cool with you, as well as the people that don't want to be cool with you. It's just all that attention, something has to blow at a certain point. Whereas then
– you ducked off and chilling.
That's why you guys say you're chilling in Miami. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, because realistically
– in St. Louis, you could chill too.
In St. Louis.
You just got to avoid the motherfuckers who acting friendly.
Yeah.
Avoid all the
don't be around nobody you ain't been around.
Yeah. That's real.
We don't be on none of that friendly-ass shit.
Friendly Bob. That's what you call it, like friendly
Bob. None of that.
But are the gun laws pretty strict out there? Because I seen you literally at a school rapping with a fucking machine gun. I was like, that doesn't seem like the cops would appreciate
it's
that.
Openly carry in St. Louis. You ain't got to have a gun license or nothing. Long as you ain't got no cases.
That was a prop.
Yeah. Long as you ain't got no cases. You can have a gun long as you ain't. Like, I can still have a gun because I beat both of my cases.
What's on my record is a UW concealed.
He got
2014.
He got convicted of a felony, so he can't have.
You could be in public with a gun out, or you have to keep it concealed.
In St. Louis, you can be in public with a gun out, open carry law,
and concealed. Yeah. You can have concealed or out.
Matter. Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
My boy Foles walking around with AO on his Foles. You seen that video of them two dudes in St. Louis that went viral? They walk into the store with two ARs strapped to them.
Yeah,
that's the homeboy.
They with the gang. That's the my boy. They my brothers.
Do you think, like, if you walk into a store, though, and there's a guy just standing there with a fucking machine gun on his hip, does that make you feel safer or more at risk?
You ever seen Not a Stain?
The video?
We in the store with all the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I'm like, I wonder how much security there had to be, or if they had to sign anything to film in that location.
We ain't never had no security.
We ain't got no security. We just do us.
Yeah. I don't know when we... I don't,
we had niggas walking in the store, scratching their head, walking out the store like, nah, I'm good. I'll find another one.
I'm industry now. I just assume that there's permits and shit.
No. Nope. No, none of that.
They ain't gonna fake it. The clerks, they just see me grow up. So yeah. They don't really be tripping, but they get mad at me sometimes. Like, I ought to get the fuck on.
Right.
Like, man. Tell y'all homeboys, all y'all get the fuck out. And we'll be procrastinating on leave.
You know what's funny is I noticed that there's one comment that reigns above all others on the Dead Goofies video is just saying that you're like the physical embodiment of Black Air Forces.
Man, I heard that.
Which I guess just means that they think you seem like a jack boy.
Stomp down killer, yeah.
We call it stomp down. Where we from?
Stomp down?
Yeah, team.
Stomp down.
Just like a dude could be stomped down and that like, just means he's crazy?
Yeah.
If you stomp down, you 10. If you 10, you 10 toes down.
Okay.
You stomp down, that means you didn't do the whole, you know.
Right.
Yeah, on stomp down.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah,
most definitely though, like, I mean, that shit real. I respect real.
Yeah.
All that faking and flossing, I can tell if you real. I can look a motherfucker in their eyes, tell off they demeanor if they real and what they really talking about, what they really doing.
That's what's up.
And that's easy.
I feel like you guys are really like motivated. Like you guys are really trying to do this year, huh?
Damn right.
Especially 2020.
2020 is gonna be big.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm trying to be in that freshman thing. Like said.
Either you sign yet.
No.
Mm-mm. I know they touched it.
Yeah, every major label wanted us. Yeah. When I went to Audio Mac and talked to old girl, she was like, so many labels hit me up about you. Mm-hmm. I just got off the phone with RCA. I'm like a lot of labels on me. Like,
they want to fill you out early. Don't, if they act like they're your best friends, just don't believe them. Mm-hmm. Worry about the deal. You know, it's like, you gotta, it's weird because you gotta worry about what.
We ain't even worry about their ass right now. Probably next year. We
just trying to build it up more to where they.
Maybe worth more.
Because it's crazy. It's like a lot of times people will hit me with a video and it'll just be some young ass kids with guns out in the projects, whatever, rapping.
Should be bunk.
But the shit is trash and they'll be talking like it's dope. I'm like, bro, it got a million views, but it's just because it's a fucking kid with a gun. Your shit is hard. That's all I'm saying.
It give you that vibe like how niggas just be moan rapping and you just be vibing to like, oh yeah. It give you that vibe.
Them type of beats.
But when you listen to the lyrics, you be like, bro, they actually making sense.
Mm.
Yeah, we talk that shit.
Yeah.
Yours are hard for sure, yeah. The flow is on point. Yeah. I fuck with it. You guys got like producers on deck that you're coming with? Or who do you fuck with producers-wise?
Sav going crazy. In St. Louis, shit.
Local dudes for the most part, or are you getting shit online?
I fuck with Hollow.
We've been fucking with a lot of motherfuckers who kind of big, too.
And that dude, Glizzy, what you cooking up?
Okay. That's what's up.
Murder Beat, I don't know me. He be into all this shit.
I be fucking with the producers and shit.
Yeah, I ain't into all that. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
He do all the reading, I get all this shit. Yeah. I don't be on none of that.
Do you guys feel like are you guys sticking together this whole ride, or are we going to see you guys having completely separate careers and not really being around each other as much in a couple of years? Like, are you guys dedicated to really, like, sticking together through this thing?
You ever seen Kid and Play?
No, I'm sure. Yeah. This is my brother.
You guys got old references. Shit, I wouldn't think you'd know about.
This ain't no rap shit. Like, if all this shit fall off today, all we gonna have is each other type shit. So, this my brother. But sometimes people stuck with me.
We just give the people what they want. Sometimes people want to see us separate. They see us separate.
Yeah, they want us.
We're gonna have separate tapes.
We gonna drop solo tapes and shit. But we gonna drop a tape. We dropping a tape on the 13th.
That's the plan.
Splash Brothers.
I am Murder. Murder is me.
My mama. We the same person.
So whether we separate or not. My gang members that's gone. I am them.
Know what I be doing. Like, he'll call me and straight tell me exactly what I'm doing. He'll call, what your ass doing? Smoking your ass high? I'll be like, how the fuck this nigga know? Or he'll call, take your ass in the house. Who's doing? How the fuck you know I'm outside? Like, you know.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It's just whatever the people want, they gonna get. But we gonna jam together regardless.
Then, everything I'm not, he is, and what he not, I am.
We gonna jam together regardless till we dead. But what the people want, they gonna get.
We gonna give it to them off the rip.
For sure. How's your arm doing?
I'm good, Mo.
You had that shit on for a few months now, huh?
Nah, only like a month and 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's because you got shot up?
Yeah, got shot 5 times.
What the fuck? And they just
7.62 shells.
What happened? The bullet went straight into your fucking wrist, or where it hit?
He can show you the wounds.
I got shot, shit, right here.
Oh my god,
they got
grazed.
That guy's got grazed, but he got bullet wounds right here.
And I got shot in my back right here.
Where were you?
I was on interstate.
On the highway?
Yeah.
And somebody shot you while you were driving on the highway?
I wasn't driving, but yeah.
What the fuck?
That's how it go, man. Yeah.
That is some scary ass shit, my man.
It ain't shit.
But it ain't none though, cause nah, I ain't gonna say that. But it just come, it just come with it. You hear me?
It just come with the game, man. You guys gotta take that shit in.
I'm just saying, stay safe. Yeah, stay out of trouble, because I feel like you guys could have a huge fucking
this taught me my this taught me my lesson, though. This taught me my lesson. Like, this showed me my worth.
But if you ain't safe on the highway, damn, that's scary.
Man.
I watched the mirror.
As soon as I sit, and that's what I'm watching the mirror soon, because he put his hand out the car.
I'm always driving, so I'm usually watching mirrors. Murder, he made sure my head right with that thing, so...
I say, watch that car.
I don't never
got to
watch
that.
The mirrors. Everybody in the car not talking and lollygagging on no point. You in a certain area, and motherfucker watching the mirrors. Murder was watching his mirrors. He just wasn't driving.
You exactly. Know, I watch my mirrors all nothing, the time.
Or, but he got like he got in like a mode to where he couldn't get hit in his head.
Yeah. But I watch my mirrors.
But he couldn't swerve or nothing because he wasn't in the driver's seat. You know.
Right.
Yeah, he watching the mirrors though, most definitely. St. Louis.
Because I seen him when he went. I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, I sent. As soon as he put his hand, I say, "Watch that car," and he tried. He tried, and then it's like, dum, 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 dum.
Right.
Drop like a little 30 feet.
So let me guess. The cops show up. They ask who it was. You say, "No, I don't know."
Nah, they dropped me off at the hospital.
Okay.
I had them drop me off at the hospital, and then shit, I hopped out the car. They like, "You want us to come with you?"
The police always come to the hospital.
I'm like, "Hell nah, don't come with me. They gonna, you know what the police be on." So I went in there, shit, and then got stitched up and shit. And when I woke up, I was handcuffed to the bed.
Back too, like, they just swear you'll do some shit.
Yeah, I woke up handcuffed to the bed.
Right.
Police came in there like some talking about some shit I ain't know nothing about.
They
like,
mad at you because you want
to
talk to him?
Yeah, he was lying. I'm like, bro, you lying, bro. Get out my room.
Right.
Then he threatened to like, because my wound was still open. They ain't stitched this up. He like, that wound look like it hurt. What happened if I stick my, because it was a big ass chunk in there. He was like, what happened if I stick my, I'm like, I'm going to sue the shit out of you.
The fuck? These cops are sick.
Straight on it. I'm like, bro, get out. Then I buzzed the nurse like, get him out my room.
Dog. That's crazy. What the fuck?
Motherfuckers look playing good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Walking around like, what happened? Then the next one coming out, what happened, bitch?
I'm like, man, get this dude up out of here.
I was really falling for that good cop, bad cop shit when I was a kid, too, when I think about it, man. I was dumb as fuck. Like,
one thing about me, like,
I get on their nerve. Like,
yeah, I make the police so mad to where they lose their train of thought.
I go to sleep.
Like, in front of them?
Yeah. Or I tell him, give me my phone call.
Right. Interrogation techniques right there.
And like, what y'all doing? Y'all finna send me some work?
And then that's what you say. They'll say something like say if me and him get locked up together, they'll say something like, oh, your buddy already told on you,
exactly,
so you need,
yep.
Why hit him with it? If he told you already what you need to know from me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They got what me you, with that when I was 14 on some graffiti shit. They caught me and my friend both riding away tell, from the wall, and they told me that he snitched on me, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Hey,
like,
you spilled the beans, huh?
I mean, I didn't even have to spill the beans. I had like mad spray paint in my backpack, so it was kind of going down either way, but it was like,
caught hand in the
pot. They convinced me to snitch on myself right there, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so. But just hit him with it. If he told you what I got to tell you something for, if he already told you.
That's a smart thing to say.
What we found with that snitching shit? It's all about if he was raised right. My mom and my daddy, they raised me right. It's always, if them people come, you know nothing. You plead the fifth. And I knew about pleading the fifth before I even knew what the fuck pleading the fifth was.
Growing up, I used to be like, growing up, we got ass whoopings for snitching.
Right.
You come tell on your, I come tell on one of my brothers or something. My mom slapped me because I came and snitched.
Growing up, you got your ass beat for getting your ass beat.
Oh, my mom.
If you lose a fight, you getting your ass beat.
Yeah, you better beat his ass or I'm beating your ass.
That's fire. Hey,
my mom used to be on it.
What are you guys working on in terms of new shit coming? Are you mostly December, focused on the video, or you both focused on doing your own tapes?
December 13th, we got a tape.
December 13th, we dropping Splash Brothers.
Nice.
Tape together.
Yeah.
We're gonna have like 14 songs on the motherfucker.
Is that, I haven't even, I only watched you guys on YouTube. Do you have like a bunch of projects on Apple Music and all that?
Yeah.
We got a whole lot of songs.
We got some little singles on Apple Music.
Okay, but no full
audio
project?
Mac and shit, yeah.
Okay.
That's, I ain't gonna fake it. It's been like all blue checks in my DM.
Really?
See, it's like,
yeah.
I believe it. I feel lucky that we got you in here. It seems like the right time, you know?
They waiting on their tape, too. That's what everybody waiting on.
Motherfuckers trying to get their features in and shit.
That's actually is a weird feeling to realize, like, when I was watching your shit last night, like, oh, I'm really keep listening to a lot of these songs.
Everybody getting hip.
Mm.
Like, coming out here, I'm in a somebody, I say, and they was just like, yeah, my peeps got me hip and woo woo and woo. Like, damn, all the way out here in the Bay?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm from St. Louis, all the way out the side Bay. Of the fucking country.
Interesting.
It's on the other side of the country. I'm all the way from St. Louis. I'm like, what the fuck?
Big things are coming. People in your city, they don't know what's coming.
They vibing in the Bay, and motherfucker got her hip in the Bay. I'm like, damn, so. If the Bay know about my shit, I know Dallas and Houston, I be watching my activity and shit. I know New York and Chicago, like certain motherfuckers. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be big.
It's coming.
Hey, where y'all intro come from? What song that come off of? Who sang that probably?
Like, Gucci.
Balling Bricks. Like an athlete. Yeah. On my mama, me and my brother were arguing about this shit. I'm like, bro, it's Gucci.
I ain't gonna fake it, no jumper this shit.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know what's fucked up is that I'm wearing the shirt with the picture of X's baby picture.
Yeah.
And for some reason during this interview, you guys have such like a good dialogue going that it really reminded me of that interview. That it's like, damn, I feel like I'm actually doing an interview right now that is like gonna be looked at down the road like a big deal.
Try to compare my Rockstar song to him and his music.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, musically, different styles, but definitely like, I don't know, just like personality wise, I feel like you guys are like I just feel like when people watch people that they feel like are real as fuck, that they just gravitate towards them. So you guys got that.
He ain't do shit wrong, but be him.
Yeah.
Well, he might have done some
shit. That's
why
I respect him, because he ain't do shit wrong.
For real.
And he talked this shit.
And he barely, I don't like features. He's like me with that shit too. He didn't really do no features.
Like, we the only features, basically.
If you guys have bigger rappers asking you for features, just keep that in mind. You're probably doing more for them at this point than they're doing for you.
I did some features with some big rappers.
Over?
Yeah, a couple.
Nice.
Cool. I ain't gonna fake it. You right about that.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my man's 100K Track, my manager, about that shit. Because he makes sure, like, he keep me hip on certain music shit. And I be telling him, like, oh, this nigga want to do a song. You know, I'll be excited about certain shit. Like, damn, I used to listen to this nigga. Like, this nigga trying to do a song with a nigga, you know? But I don't be on no groupie shit, no friendly shit. Like, I keep all that shit to myself. Like, I won't let a nigga know. Like, I'll be like, oh,
yeah, you would never person, know like, how we feel. You
know, I'm like, damn, that nigga. And in person, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up, nigga? You know? But my manager like, who? What? Oh, nah, that nigga trying to ride away. Well, he trying to, you know?
Yeah.
But certain niggas who I fuck with, who straight up in the game, they straight fuck with this shit, be shining, promoting me, all types. I'm like, yeah, shout out, man, that's 100.
That's what's
they don't even know a nigga. I'm from St. Louis, you know?
For sure.
It's hard for a nigga to make it out of St. Louis.
Too. That's facts. That's why I'd be so crazy if you guys pull it up.
One person that straight made me believe I can make it out that motherfucker is Comedazine.
Yeah. Look here, I fuck with Look Hill, and he just shouted us out on that lie detector show.
Oh, word?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, you could say he made it too. Look here, he big. He got some shit. You know, Look here's is.
Nah.
You did
be
me
real.
Wrong.
He like he be singing. You did that's me wrong. You did me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He from St. Louis.
Girl, my mood changed. Shit, all right.
I got to get on that. Maybe he can come on next.
Yeah.
Shit, I appreciate you guys coming on though. For real, this is a dope ass interview.
My mom.
Fire. I'm keeping my eye out. Appreciate y'all.
All right, gang.
Murder and Grimy.
Hold on, I gotta show you the hands. Hey,
oh man. Shit, what do we do?
Neighborhood, go like this. Neighborhood, two times, hold on, you got it.
Look, bro, come here, show him.
Got
show him, Martin.
Come on, mama, look it up. Drop five.
There's no way that I was gonna pull that off. Holy shit, that was awesome.
I know you see the hat made in St. Louis.
Yeah, I see that shit hard. All right, I appreciate you guys for real, man. Thank you so much. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Okay. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. No Jumper Kush in stores now. Ask your local dispensary.
Where that No Jumper Kush at?
I got you.
Say no more.
I don't know if we got anything. I might not have you.
I guess.
But I'm going to take a look. Appreciate you guys.